Soon the flying sparks of the forge could be seen, and the sound of its bellows heard. Great slabs of iron were unloaded for him at the wharf, and for days no one saw him. He was shut up in his workshop, and from morning until night people heard ringing blows on iron coming from it, as if it were the shop of some country blacksmith. No one could explain what Benjamin Franklin was doing, though. The First Iron Stove. In the middle of the winter, Beth and William and their mother went to a friend's house to stay for a week. Mrs. Arnold was not well, and their house was very cold. The week for which they were invited became two, then three. "We must go home," Mrs. Arnold said at last. Mr. Franklin said that he would stop this afternoon and help William carry the carpet bag. "It is time that we began our work again." As they took their homeward way through the snow, they noticed again the happy smile on Mr. Franklin's kind face. He held the handle of the bag with one hand and Beth's chilly fingers with the other. He was the spryest of them all as they hurried on. They understood why when they opened the door of their home. They started at first wondering if they had come to the wrong house. No. There, just as they had left them, were the rows of shining copper pans on the wall, the candlesticks on the mantelpiece, the warming pan in the corner, and the rag rugs on the floor,